I want to share a narration with you, a true incident that has taken place, quoted by His Eminence Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatum Al-Aliyah in one of his booklets, where a person's sister passed away and he buried her. He came home and he realized that I had a bag of money that I had forgotten in her grave. So he got the necessary permissions, dug up her grave, and as he made an entry into the grave, he got a fright, a shock of his life. There was fire blazing inside her grave. Out of the shock, he quickly covered everything and ran back home. He goes to his mother and says, "Mother, mother, tell me, what were the actions of my sister?" The mother replies, "Why do you ask, my son?" And he said that this is what happened. I forgot the bag. I opened up the grave and I saw the fire. It was blazing inside her grave. The mother, with grief on her face, said, "My dear son, alas, unfortunately, your sister was lazy in offering her salah. She would perform her salah after the stipulated time." Now, I want you to think about this, that do I fall in such a category where I don't read my salah, that I leave it as qaza and I read it after the time? If so, then we know what to expect. In the grave, there will be pain and punishment. Now is the time to make up our mindset that I need to establish my 5 daily salahs properly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.